Folks, I don't know if you ever get a little bit stressed out or eat too much or eat maybe the wrong thing and you need some of these. Rennie, for indigestion or else for heartburn. Many people live in these things, the lifestyles that we're living. Sometimes we need something just to settle our stomachs, help with the indigestion or to help with the heartburn. I believe today that there is such a thing as having heavenly heartburn. In the Gospel of Luke, in the last chapter, we are introduced to two friends, two disciples, two followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in the wake of the crucifixion, unknown to them. It's also in the wake of the resurrection. These two people have invested a lot of their time, a lot of their affection, emotion, and devotion in following, trusting in, and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, because of unforeseen events, as far as they're concerned, certainly not as far as God is concerned, but as far as they're concerned, their hearts are heavy, they're downcast, they're discouraged, they're making a long journey to a place called Emmaus on foot, and they're talking to each other, and they're full of pessimism, full of negativity, and their hearts are heavy. And the Bible says that as they were walking together, the Lord himself, Jesus himself, drew near and went with them. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thought. Because sometimes on the road of life, unknown to us, the Lord is just there at our side. He's with us. He's promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And the Lord draws near and goes with us. And the Lord begins, as far as they're concerned, as a stranger, to speak to them, to talk with them. And he begins to ask them why they're downcast, why they're discouraged, why they're talking the way they are. And they just open their hearts to this stranger. And the Bible says that he opened the scriptures, and beginning at Moses and in all the prophets, he spoke unto them the things concerning himself. And as he began to speak to them, all of a sudden, slowly, strangely, mysteriously, their hearts are opened, their hearts are warmed, their burdens are lifted, and they begin to understand that this stranger on the road to Emmaus is none other than the Savior himself. And towards the end of their journey, as the sun is setting, they recognize the day is far spent, the night is at hand, and they constrain the Lord, come and abide with us. And that's where we get the words of that great old hymn, Abide With Me. But friends, by and by, whenever all is said and done, they speak to each other whenever the Lord goes his way, and they say to each other in verse number 32 of Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, did not our hearts burn within us? While he talked to us, by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures. As the Savior opened the word of God, and as their hearts were opened, they say to each other, did not our hearts burn within us? We might call that heavenly heartburn. And if ever we needed heavenly heartburn in this day and generation, friends, it's now. Many people are losing out with God. Many people are walking the road of life alone. Many of God's people have got downcast, disappointed, despondent, distracted, discouraged, whatever word you want to use for it, even depressed. And we need the Lord to draw near and go with us. Spend time with him. Pour out our hearts before him. Have the Lord open our hearts and have the Lord open his word to our hearts. And then truly our hearts will burn within us afresh. Many people are living on things like this, Rennie, and all sorts of different things, because they're suffering from heartburn, stress, and indigestion, maybe eating too much of the wrong thing. But let's feed upon the Word of God, and we'll have the right type of heartburn in these days. Can I ask you today, when was the last time your heart was warmed? When was the last time your heart burned within you as you considered the great God, the great Savior that we serve, one who is in control? Nothing takes him by surprise. All things are working together for good. His cross, his pain, his passion, his death, the shedding of his blood, his burial, his resurrection, all central to God's plan for the ages. May the Lord cause our hearts to burn within us, and may the Lord draw near and bless you today. Friends, thank you for joining us. See you again very soon.